how many downloads? The latest from our daily newsletter at podnews.net. How many downloads gets you into the Apple podcast charts? Tana Campbell managed to get into the top 100 in the US books category last Friday with just 10 listens and 24 followers. He'll report back after a month with more detail about what he's learnt about the Apple podcast charts and the importance of choosing an appropriate category. But does it make a difference anyway? Well, in November last year, Stefan Guerrero got into the top 50 using social media, but it had no effect on his overall downloads. We'll link to more about how the charts work in our show notes and our newsletter at podnews.net. Dan Meisner and Jonas Wust have founded Bumper, a podcast growth agency. The co-founders, both formerly of Pacific Content, will work with organizations on audience development strategies, marketing, and promotion. And Dan Meisner will be a guest on Podland later this week. Audacy released its financial report for quarter 2, 22. The company made $69 million from what it calls digital, including podcasting, up 18% year-on-year. Podcast downloads grew 40% year-over-year, but revenue for podcasts, well, the company doesn't really want to give numbers in their analysts' call.
Maybe I missed this early on, but what was the podcast revenue in the quarter or the year-over-year percent change, please?
What we announced is that the podcast revenues were up 27%, excluding the departure of Crooked Media, which left our platform in early May.
What was the all-in percent change then, if you don't mind me asking?
Upper teens.
Global's DAX has signed with Sounder to provide automated brand safety verification. Sounder's solution will enable advertisers to purchase media across DAX's podcast portfolio, backed by the assurance that they adhere to brand safety guidelines. Spotify is advertising its comedy podcast at Edinburgh Fringe. Music news publisher Chris Cook has criticized the marketing as tone-deaf. Refonic has added additional Spotify charts, 17 categories, in 26 countries, and updated its engagement score algorithm. A new Pod Bible magazine came out yesterday in the UK, featuring interviews with Mark Kermode and Simon Mayo from Kermode and Mayo's Take, and Namalanta Combo from Dear Daughter. You can read the magazine for free. In the UK, Acast has produced a number of cross-branded shows promoting the National Lottery's good causes, and Alex Jones has been ordered to pay $45.2 million in punitive damages after lying about a Sandy Hook family. The jury asked Jones to stop the monetization of misinformation and lies. The conspiracy theorist was removed from most podcast platforms in 2018. It's a Monday, so time for some tech stuff. The team at the Podcast Index have worked on a proposal for the Podcast Verify tag, which would remove email addresses from RSS feeds and instead use a simple one-click claiming process. It uses a simple token system, letting podcast hosting companies understand which services people are using and avoiding the near 25% drop-off from email verification. It's built to be simple to implement and great for privacy. So if you work for a podcast hosting company or a service like a directory or tool, they'd appreciate your feedback on the proposal. You'll be able to send boosts from the web to any enabled podcast shortly after an amendment to the Podcast Index website is approved, and PodNews will do similar if we can understand how to do it. A reminder that if you use Apple's Apple Core Media SDK to play back audio in your app, iOS 16 lets you set your user agent so your app gets the credit in podcast host company dashboards. Please update your app ready for the release. And want to see what Adam Curry's podcast setup looks like? We've got a link in our show notes and our newsletter at podnews.net. And in podcast news, Outspoken the Podcast has joined ARN's iHeart Podcast Network Australia. The show is a twice-weekly dose of the hottest influencer and pop culture news and is hosted by journalists and Adelaide-based triplets Amy, Kate and Sophie Tauber. For some, the big resignation isn't a new thing. Mum's Exit Interview looks at mums who want to thrive without the 9-to-5 and features inspirational interviews with real everyday mums, entrepreneurs, consultants, part-time workers, stay-at-home mums with side hustles, and experts with tips to help you create the life you want. It's hosted by Kim Ritberg. Looking Forward hit 100 episodes at the end of last week. The host, Jeff Ostroff, told us that the 100th episode focuses on opportunities created by the somewhat obscure yet growing industry known as fiscal sponsorship and the conversations we should be having as a brand new podcast hosted by a BLM activist and chief of police. Talking about race and justice in a new way, the podcast focuses on building relationships and friendships, even when you don't necessarily agree with each other. And that's the latest from our newsletter. To read all the stories and subscribe, we're at podnews.net.